As South Sudan is struggles with the problem of insecurity, which has forced its own citizens out of their homes. The country is giving safety to nearly 300,000 refugees. These refugees come from DR Congo, Central African Republic, Eritrea, Sudan, Ethiopia, as well as Nuba Mountains. But providing support to the refugee population is proving difficult. Needless to mention, the country's over 7 million people are in extremely serious need of basic items. They need food, clean drinking water, and shelter. The problem is the need is so big, yet humanitarian aid is decreasing. In order to stop widespread hunger, refugees are encouraged to grow their own crops. Last week, both UNHCR and World Vision visited refugees in Mokbond settlement in the Yambi of Gudu State to strengthen self-reliance program they have introduced. UNHCR Relations Officer Richard Ruati says the outcome of the program is promising.
We were able to visit three farms. That is one cooperative farm where the refugees have planted 5 fadans of maize this year, which is now started the road to germinate, and others are growing already. We went to another farm whereby they are growing soya beans, and also they are growing groundnuts. And you witnessed that some of the things that refugees grew last year, like cassava, they showed us one big cassava produce, which was like more than a meter. That tells you that the refugees are able to grow food and be able to eat better food than the ones that sometimes that they are receiving as a handout from the humanitarian community.
Refugees has been assisted to start growing their own food. The agency argues this is the only way making sure everyone is fed properly. Kinaipio Justina fled insurgents of Lord's Resistance Army along South Sudan, DR Congo area. She has been here for the past 8 years. She is part of a group that has been able to farm on a 5-acre piece of land. Their maize crop is doing well, she says, and she is very hopeful.
What we are doing now is cultivation. We have finished 5 acres. Our plan is to take care of it so that we may sell it to help ourselves. We are doing all this to overcome poverty. I have taken like 9 years here, and the difficulties we are facing are hunger and lack of money, as well as the deaths of our people.
Other groups of refugees in Mokbond settlement planted cassava, maize, and vegetables. Munganga Kongo says his group's aim is not just to produce enough food. They are looking more into boosting their incomes for various reasons.
We are also appealing to you this year to come and buy our produce so that it may also praise our name as the refugees in Mokbond and make us known to other people, because it is like we are in the bush and no one has ever come to buy from us. But we are praying that you at least come this year and buy from us so that it may encourage us.
Both UNHCR and World Vision bought land and gave it to a group of refugees here in the settlement to practice agriculture. They claim involving refugees in the making of their own food is vital, and that hunger amongst refugees in South Sudan may become history one day.